This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Scores of Palestinians have been killed in Gaza and over 1,500 have been injured in retaliatory Israeli airstrikes as the death toll in Israel grows. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
In Gaza, a group of men hurry towards an ambulance as they carry the body of a Palestinian man killed by an Israeli airstrike. The high death toll in Gaza comes after Israeli airstrikes responded to an unprecedented Hamas attack on Israel. In the early morning, the Gaza-based militant group broke across the border into southern Israel as gun battles broke out in about 24 different areas within the country. The group also fired over 2,500 rockets into Israel. Several dozen Israelis have been killed and hundreds wounded, making it the deadliest attack in Israel in years. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Taliban say a strong earthquake with several aftershocks has killed dozens in western Afghanistan. The United Nations gave a preliminary figure of 320 dead, but later said the figure was still being verified. Local authorities gave an estimate of 100 people killed and 500 injured, according to the same update from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. The United States Geological Survey reported a pair of 6.3 magnitude earthquakes striking the Herat province. UN and local investigators are searching for answers at the site of a Russian missile strike on a small Ukrainian village. The strike on Thursday turned its Seoul cafe to rubble and killed nearly 52 people gathered for a dead soldier's wake, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials in Kyiv. Representatives from a UN monitoring mission have come to the preliminary conclusion that nearly all those killed were civilians, according to a UN statement shared with the AP. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA.